Chronicles. Fat Girl Chronicles. I love food.
Welcome, everybody, to Fat Girl Chronicles, the podcast where we talk about our love and struggles with food. Sometimes we win, sometimes we lose, but either way, we're going with a smile. I am your host, Vicky, the professor of food, and I have with me my co-host. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
This is Kenny, your brother in the struggle.
Yes, he struggles with you day in and day out. So this is a special episode. This is our Thanksgiving episode. Yay! Woo! So it's going to be a lot of just fun conversation about our favorites of Thanksgiving, the staples, the weird things that we have seen going to other people's Thanksgivings, and then we're going to read some of the comments off of Facebook when we asked about what is your favorite stuff at Thanksgiving. Okay, so let's start out. Ken, what is your favorite food at Thanksgiving?
That's like asking me to choose one of my children if I had multiple children.
Parents do it all the time. I know I'm my dad's favorite. I'm not quite sure about my mom, but I know I'm my dad's favorite.
But I have to say that fried turkey, and that's not something I grew up with. It's something I had like later in life.
Fried turkey is amazing.
Like once I had fried turkey, I was like, what the F?
You can never go back.
You can't.
Your world's over.
You can't go back to a dry bird. You can't do it. However, no, but my bonus grandmother, she makes the best turkey, like oven roasted turkey. Yes, I have friends.
Oh, okay. That all right.
Adopted by their family members.
Okay.
Yeah. She does this thing where she browns it and she puts it in a cooler of ice and she soaks it with like all these different flavors and like brown sugar and all that type of stuff.
Brining.
Whatever South Jersey versus North Jersey.
That's what it's called. So, it's not South versus North. That's
yes,
what it's
it is.
Called.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
We're from different eras. In different parts of the country.
I'm older than you. Why are we from different eras?
Exactly. Okay. I'm younger. But, yeah, I love a fried turkey, though. But if I had to choose an oven-roasted turkey, it would definitely be by my bonus grandmother.
Okay. Speaking of fried turkey, just jump there. We do that every year. One year, my dad bought a big old fryer. We did our research. We got the peanut oil, like these huge.
Please do your research. It's very
jugs
important.
Of peanut oil. And because I live in South Jersey, we have a whole crap load of land. So we were able to fry
the
turkey.
Did you catch that shade towards North Jersey?
Y'all ain't got no trees. So you were able to fry the turkey a good distance away from the house. Usually it was back by the...
Which you should do. You should never fry it in the
house.
Yeah,
don't become a statistic.
Don't put a frozen turkey in the turkey fryer.
Oh, gosh, no.
Please, you will...
Blow yourself up.
Yes.
And so what we do is from either Walmart or Sam's Club. That's where we first saw it. It's called Creole butter. So it's these jars of...
Taking notes.
It's these jars. You have to get it on Amazon because it's kind of hard to find now. But every once in a while, like it just randomly pops up. I think everybody knows about it, so they grab it. So there's these jars of just flavorful awesomeness. And and it comes with an injector. And what you're supposed to do is inject the turkey before you fry it. I mean, obviously, you're rubbing seasonings all on it and in it and stuff like that. But with this, you're literally taking this huge, like, needle, shoving it in the turkey and giving it Botox. So it starts off as like a 12-pound bird, but by the time you're done injecting it, it's a 15-pound bird. It's full on Cardi B butt injections in your turkey, okay? And that's the only way to do it. And that is my job because I'm the sous chef. That's my job that I season the turkey. I rub them all down. I give him a name. And then I start injecting him. And he gets bigger and bigger. And it's just amazing. I love doing it. It is my job. And then my dad comes in with the gloves. And he hooks the little turkey up. And I'm like, bye, Albert. We'll see you soon. And he takes them outside. And he puts them in the fryer.
Now, how long does it take to deep fry?
45 minutes.
45 minutes.
Yep. It's amazing. And you don't tie up your oven all day. Mm. It's the only way to eat. And it's so flavorful. The white meat is as flavorful as the dark meat if you were to roast it. And then the dark meat is like crack. black. And because you've injected it, you have like these veins of buttery, flavorful goodness.
They just burst in your mouth.
Yes, it's just amazing. Like you'll slice it and you'll see the veins of it. It looks like some special rock that was found in the deep sea. Like it's amazing. Okay, so wait, so what else is that? Is that your favorite? Is that it?
Just no, mac and cheese.
Oh, yes.
If you don't have mac and cheese, you don't have a Thanksgiving dinner.
No. Nah.
Let's be honest.
Yes, and I make the mac and cheese because that's another one of my sous chef duties.
I have about three different people's mac and, I'll say four different dishes of mac and cheese that I enjoy from going to different people's homes. My mom's mac and cheese is obviously the best. No one can beat her in her
except
recipe.
My mom.
Whatever.
Therefore,
so my mom, what she does is she doesn't use milk in her macaroni.
Well, don't give too many because we'll do a mac and cheese episode.
Alrighty. So I'll let you know about that secret ingredient later. And then my bonus mother, what she does is she boils the cheese and boils the milk. And then she lays it over it.
We used to do that way.
Oh, you used to. You upgraded?
Yeah. What was it called? A pachamel, right? You do it that way?
Yeah, yeah. And then my other friend, I don't know how she does it. I haven't been able to recreate it, but she does a breadcrumb crust.
Okay, I've done a cheesy crust before.
Okay.
I did a spicy cheesy crust.
I've never had that.
It's amazing. If you're going to do breadcrumbs, we gotta get out of the mac and cheese discussion. Do it with Cheez-Its.
Okay. My mom usually tops it off with like black pepper, which I enjoy.
Okay.
And I have another friend, he puts so many different cheeses in it.
Which is the only way to do it.
It's so good.
There's no other way.
One macaroni and cheese experience that I didn't like really quickly. My one friend, I'm not going to say what her nationality was, but she gave me
macaroni. But by not saying it, he just said it.
Well, no, not even.
Oh, no, really? It's not one of our melanin deficient brethren?
No, there's some melanin there. She gave me some macaroni and cheese. And I'm like, oh, this is good. Till I like got past the layer of cheese at the top. It was meat in there. I was like, is this Hamburger Helper? What are you doing to me?
It was Hamburger Helper.
I'm like, why is there meat inside? Like pieces of beef. And I didn't even eat beef at the time. So I just, you know, it was just a horrible experience.
I could imagine.
What do you like?
Okay.
I know what you don't like, I think.
Yes. But, okay, so one of my favorites, obviously, is the mac and cheese. That has to be on my plate. The fried turkey has to be on my plate. And I'm not gonna lie, we only cook it at Christmas, at Thanksgiving. I always have to guilt trip my mom into doing it because we only get it once a year, and you guys are gonna be about to be grossed out by it. Chitlins. I love myself some chitlins and some hot sauce, and I'm just doing my little dance in the chair, like when you see the Kermit the Frog meme and he's like dancing back and forth. That is me with my chitlins and my hot sauce.
Let me just say, you guys can't see me, but I'm staring off into space because I'm disgusted.
Chitlins are amazing, okay? There's so many other cultures eat chitlins too. It's whatever. If you're eating any part of an animal, you might as well eat all of it, whatever. Don't judge me.
I'm going to keep my comments to myself.
I see the judgment. So chitlins is one of my favorites at Thanksgiving.
Okay, a better use of the pig is ham. Like that glazed ham. I know you hate that.
I do not like ham. And ham is more, I think ham should be at Christmas. Well, okay, well, let's go with that. What is the second meat that you always have at Thanksgiving? Because you have your turkey. That is your staple meat.
I think it's usually a ham.
Is it usually ham? See, with my family, we go for like a London broil or a brisket, we go for a beef.
Okay, well, you know.
And we don't count the chitlins, but chitlins.
We did beef ribs. Like, I love a beef rib. Like, back in the day, not
one day we bought Peking duck.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, did you ever have a turducken?
No.
They sell that at, like, ShopRite.
Yeah,
know?
Which is ridiculous, but
you
I guess.
You guys should fry that and
we
try it out.
Fry it. Okay, let me text my mom.
Challenge
back.
Accepted.
Challenge. Oh my gosh.
They sell it at ShopRite. It's like $30 for the whole thing.
Yeah, man.
More.
Maybe I will talk my mom into doing that. We usually try to do something interesting, different every year. So maybe that would be the thing that we inject with a bunch of flavors.
And I just want to record all you gluttons eating the turducken.
It'll be whatever. You're going to be recording yourself, so exactly. Stop lying. Okay, so moving on. Staples of Thanksgiving. What are the things that you absolutely have to have?
Cornbread.
Cornbread?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
No.
You guys don't make cornbread for Thanksgiving?
We don't make cornbread.
What is wrong with you?
Continue with your staples, and then we'll get back to the bread.
All right, candy yams.
Okay, so candy yams for sure, but is it candy yams or is it the sweet potato casserole?
Yeah, we really don't use casserole in our vocabulary in my family.
Well, whatever, our family calls it sweet potato fluff. That's what my family calls it, but...
Well, it depends on how you're making it. My mother, kind of like caramelize the sugar on top of it. However, I have had people who make casserole do it with the marshmallows on top.
Yeah. But either way, it's still taking, to me, candy yams is when you take the yam, you boil it to make it soft, and then you slice it into slices. Or you can do it into chunks, and then that's it. And then you do all the sugar and stuff like that.
Vanilla extract.
And all that
sugar,
stuff.
Sugar, nutmeg.
The sweet potato casserole is when you take that and make it mashed. And so are we talking about the same thing?
I like the chunks.
Okay, so that's candy yams. So anytime it's mashed, I think sweet potato casserole, fluff, whatever the heck you call it. But I don't like it that way. I like it... Chunks when we do the slices, so it's like long wide.
Right, and that liquid is so sweet.
Now, mind you.
And brown sugar. You gotta have the brown sugar.
Yes, you have the vanilla extract. You have the brown sugar. You have the orange juice. But in my family, we go to the liquor cabinet, and we either add peach schnapps or amaretto or whatever's under the liquor cabinet.
Interesting.
There is alcohol in our yam. So if you come to my Thanksgiving, there's going to be alcohol in half the foods. Just so you know. So you will be laid out at the end of the night if you're not prepared.
Definitely fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
That's another your staple. Yeah. Okay.
I would definitely say potato salad.
All right.
Gotta have potato salad.
My mom does potato salad if we're having some type of pork. So because we're having chitlins, we'll have potato salad. If we're having ham, we'll have potato salad.
There's so many rules in your house.
There are a lot of rules. You will find there are so many rules. And then there's certain things that my dad cooks that my mom doesn't cook, because that's just the rule that my dad cooks those things.
Okay.
It is what it is.
What about collard greens?
Collard greens, yes. That is a staple. A lot of times...
Are you doing out with smoked pork or smoked turkey?
We do it with ham hocks.
Ham hocks.
Yeah, with ham hocks. Yeah, we ain't doing that turkey mess. That's for the birds.
So some turkey butt up in there.
Listen, you take the ham hocks, you throw them in the water. I'm giving y'all some trade secrets of how you're supposed to make collard greens. You throw them in the water. You take a beer, not a 40 ounce yet. You take a beer, pour it in the water too, and then you boil that for like maybe an hour. Right? So then you throw that water off because you're not using that water. Then you get the greens, you know, clean them and all that stuff. Make sure you get off all the pesticides and bugs and things. And then don't trust them if they say they're already washed because they ain't washed enough. Then you throw that in the ham hock, some water, and you put a 40 ounce beer in there as well. According to my family, it makes the greens nice and tender and soft. And then you boil them just like that. You cook them just like that. And then once they boil down, then that's when you cut them. We don't pre-cut our greens.
No.
You cut them right in. You take the two knives and you cut them right in the pot.
That's interesting.
Yeah. We don't cut them beforehand. I know a lot of people like roll them and cut them before.
Yeah.
We don't. We cut them in the pot as they're cooking.
So what about the stems? You leave the stems in there too?
Well, usually you peel them off the stems, but then you don't roll them and cut them like that. So it's like the big leaf.
But you take the stems off prior to putting it in there. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. Only if they're like the bigger stems. If they're the smaller stems, mm-hmm. that are flexible anyway.
I've had somebody make collard greens with pineapples before.
Oh.
It was pretty good.
A little sweetness. Oh, you also got to put vinegar, so.
Yeah.
That's understood. Okay. Any other staples?
I mean, are we ready to move on to desserts, or did you have some staples?
I mean, I think you listed all of them. Obviously, fried turkey, mac and cheese, chitlins, deal with it. Candy yams. What else? Oh, Well, we'll talk about that in a moment. But obviously, cranberry sauce, but we'll talk about the cranberry sauce. And so, in my family, when you mention your cornbread, we do from a bakery called L&M Bakery. I think that's like in Delran
or something. Store bought cornbread?
No, we don't do cornbread, period. We do L&M snowflake rolls. And they're like these fluffy, amazing rolls. And everybody loves these rolls. So you have to pre-order them because that L&M Bakery is getting slammed. If you're ordering pies or anything, you like, if you don't pre-order them, you're not getting them, period. And then because they're so amazing, you put some nice butter on them and then you just eat them up. And then the next day, this is when you get fat. Then you add the butter again, and now you take a slice of cheese and you're putting that on it, and then you're putting it in the broiler, and then you're eating the bread like that.
Or you could do that with, like, my grandma, she made rolls from scratch. Like, my grandmother was such a good cook. Like, if you have spoiled milk, don't throw that spoiled milk away, baby. We could make some sour milk biscuits with that. So I say all that to say that when she would make rolls for Thanksgiving, we would eat them for breakfast with syrup, and it was delicious.
Delicious. So going off of the homemade rolls, my friend LaShonda, aka Shonda, because I don't say her whole name. Shonda.
Curtis? Rhymes?
No.
Okay.
Shonda, she makes these, what are they, the yeast rolls, right? But everybody affectionately just calls them Shonda rolls. And many, 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 many years ago, we were stopping by Shonda's grandmother's house. We were picking her up, or we were hanging out or whatever, me and my other friend Michelle. And we walked into the house and we turned our heads, and sitting on the kitchen counter and then on the table, like, there was pans and pans of these rolls, and they were glistening. You could see it from far away. And it was like the sun shined down on them. It was just like, oh, like it was, I'm like, what are those? Like, oh, those are just rolls. What? So it wasn't for a few years later that we finally got to try the Shonda rolls.
So she waits for them to arrive.
Yes, and they are the most amazing rolls ever.
She makes them from scratch?
Yes.
Oh. She stole that recipe from my grandmother.
I absolutely love the Shonda rolls. And then you can, I request them many a time. So if I'm having a sad day, I'm like, Shonda, you make some rolls for me. And she'll make me some rolls. And she'll bring me some rolls. And they are amazing. They put your smile on your face. So if I can't have Shonda rolls, then we settle for L&M Bakery rolls. And apparently you do cornbread.
Yes.
No. Oh. Not at Thanksgiving. Yes. Cornbread is when you're having fish and grits.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Stop making up these rules that don't exist.
That's the rules. Fish, grits, and cornbread.
No.
Yes. I don't know about you. Okay. So we talked about rolls. And we talked about yams versus sweet potato casserole.
Now, sometimes my family also does black eyed peas and oxtail. But not in the Caribbean way. More of like the southern way.
Oh, but see, that's more another family rule. Black eyed peas at New Year's. Because it's supposed to be for luck. You got to have them on the stove.
I need a menu when I go to your house. Or better yet, a schedule.
That's the rule. Those are the rules.
Oh, my goodness.
No. Okay, if you have family rules of when and how you're supposed to eat different things, definitely shoot us a tweet over at FatGirlNJ or email us FatGirlChroniclesContact@gmail. Let's hear some of your family rules on food, because apparently I have all these rules which I thought was just normal. That's just how it is, but apparently you're not supposed to be that way.
Can we briefly talk about what we hate at Thanksgiving?
Yes, definitely. Okay. So are you going first?
Yeah. Oh, okay. You can go.
All right. So one thing that I absolutely detest is stuffing. I think stuffing is nasty. I don't like when I order food and my bread is wet. I hate it. So why am I going to have a moist bread thing? Ew. And then I don't care if you doctor it up. I don't care if you put sausage and onions and this and that and whatever else you put in it.
All it is the fluff that you described earlier.
Oh, it's just nasty.
Yeah, it's nasty. It's really nasty.
I don't understand you guys. If you love stuffing, I think a couple people on our Facebook page said they absolutely love stuffing and all these different ways they make them. I don't care. It's nasty. It's nasty.
Quick story. So when I was young, I'll say maybe like 5 or 6, my aunt made stuffing. She made the stovetop stuffing. And I tried it. I did not like it. She made me eat it. She forced me to eat it.
We are totally going to do an episode. I'm going to write that down right now.
I have been traumatized ever since.
Food traumas caused by family members forcing you to eat something, and one of the things that you don't eat to this day.
Right, and stuffing is one of them. It disgusts me.
Can you hear my paper flipping as I'm writing this down. We will talk about.
She made me eat the whole thing. I wanted to throw up. It was disgusting. Never again will I touch stuffing. Another item I don't like, my bonus mother, she makes corn souffle. I can't stand it.
Oh, my mom, the corn pudding. We call it corn pudding. Ugh. I don't like it either, but I don't like corn.
What?
You see? I think our friendship might be over by
it might be.
Behind this podcast.
Corn on the cob is the truth. And she know I'm addicted to corn on the cob.
I guess we have to do a favorite foods episode, period.
Right. Especially corn on the cob on the grill. That's another episode.
I don't like corn. And again, that's another good staple in New Jersey is our sweet corn. There are so many cornfields all throughout New Jersey, so you can get amazing flavored corn. I just don't like corn.
I hate corn souffle. And I'm not a fan of gravy, so anything with like mashed potatoes on gravy at Thanksgiving, I don't like gravy.
I don't care for gravy, but it doesn't bother me. But a lot of times when I'm loading up my plate, I don't have anything that needs gravy. Like, I'm not getting potatoes, my turkey's fried, so I don't need gravy on that. So my mom makes it every year, but I'm like, Mom, why are you making this? Nobody's going to eat it. She's like, you need it for the mashed potatoes. Nobody's going to really eat it, Mom.
Well, it's one gravy that I actually like. But before I get there, I have one coworker. She goes to her mother-in-law's house for Thanksgiving. I believe they alternate between families. So she always describes this gravy. It's like Gravy Master mixed with like cream of chicken soup or whatever. Like, it's the thickest gravy you ever seen in your life. And I know that was just disgust me to the high heavens. It really would. Gravy Master and cream of chicken mixed together.
Oh no, just stop.
Who does that?
You're making everybody sick.
Like, she must have read the side of the Campbell's can and it was like, this is a good recipe to try. And she just stuck with it for the rest of her life. Like,
never.
No. However, I had this one coworker. We were at work, don't judge. She made turkey chops. And she made a gravy to go with it where she basically fried it in the pan, took the turkey chops out, then she added flour to the onions and everything all the way. And she
mixed
it around.
When you're doing like smothered turkey chops, smothered pork chops, smothered, like, that's when gravy's acceptable.
Right. Thank you.
That's when gravy's acceptable. I fully support that gravy. But gravy at Thanksgiving, I'll pass.
Any other items at Thanksgiving that you just
I don't like ham, but ham I don't like all year round, so it doesn't matter.
You like chitlins, but you don't like ham.
Yes, I eat every other part of the pig. Bacon to chitlins to, you know, hog maws, whatever, pig's feet to pork, whatever. It does not matter. I eat it, except ham. I don't know if it's like the curing or whatever it is in that flavoring.
Weirdo.
And like, ugh. Weirdo. But like, I can make it. I put the cloves in it and everything. I'll do all of that, but like as a sous chef, but I ain't eating that. Nope. Nope.
Anything else?
That's it for things I don't like.
Can we briefly talk about desserts at Thanksgiving?
Wait, not quite yet. Let's talk about cranberry sauce. Are you a gelled or homemade?
I'm a can.
You're a can. Mm-hmm. I'm a can, too. I like the can. I prefer the can.
Right.
That's the only way you're supposed to do it.
Wawa has a sandwich that has stuffing, turkey, and cranberry sauce.
My mom loves that. A lot of people love that sandwich. I support the turkey and the cranberry. Take out the stuffing.
Ugh.
The turkey and cranberry?
You know, South Jersey, this is a weird breed of people.
No, that's everywhere likes that. Everybody likes that turkey, post-Thanksgiving sandwich.
Ooh.
I'm not it, but, you know. Okay, so let's talk about desserts.
And the reason why I keep on pushing on this subject is because my mom makes a homemade sweet potato pie. After you eat this pie, you will have diabetes. After you eat this pie, you will have to run to the bathroom. It's a really, really rich, addictive pie that coworkers beg me for every year. And I'm like, oh, she didn't make them this year because I'm at home eating them and I don't want to share.
Okay. Well, then all our coworkers that might be listening to this, now you know the truth about Ken and his mom's pies. I need to take a moment. My name is Victoria. And yes, I am African American. And I do not like sweet potato pie. I prefer pumpkin pie.
What?
I am a pumpkin pie.
Our friendship is over at this very moment. 1027 is over. Over. We're done.
I am a pumpkin pie person.
How dare you?
Listen, if you put sweet potato pie in front of me, pumpkin pie, I'm going for the pumpkin pie.
I don't even know who you are.
If the sweet potato pie is there, I'm not getting it. I'm sorry. I am a pumpkin pie person. My mom is a pumpkin pie person. My dad is a sweet potato pie person. So we have to have both pies.
Pumpkin pie isn't even real.
Pumpkin pie is amazing.
It's not even real.
Listen, look at society. You have pumpkin flavored everything, okay? Pumpkin flavor is better than sweet potato flavor. Pumpkin flavor is everywhere. Everywhere. Do you see a sweet potato latte? No. You see the pumpkin one? Thank you.
No, I think that because you come from a large family, you know, they wanted to be cost effective. So they just took all the decorative pumpkins from Halloween and they made a pie for dinner for you guys. And they just force you to eat it all these years. They brainwash you instead of letting you guys know that our culture speaks to sweet potato pie.
Listen, no, pumpkin pie.
So let's say you go to the Chicken Shack. Chicken Shack is an urban food franchise in urban areas. So
the chicken spot?
The chicken spot. So you don't even eat the sweet potato pie from them?
Oh, a little small one?
Yes.
Nope. But if they have the custard cups, I'm going for them. The little Portuguese custard cups?
I'm done. No. I no longer want to be a part of this podcast.
I think Ken might be packing up and leaving me. Listen, I put up the debate, and a lot of people go back and forth. A lot of people are pumpkin, a lot of people are sweet potato.
We need a whole episode on that. Pumpkin versus sweet potato pie.
Listen, okay, and I guess we can do like the history of it, where did it come from, and everything like that. But
I can tell you where it came from. Pumpkin pie came from the same places that casserole came from.
That's messed up. But talking about that, green bean casserole. Why?
Crickets.
Why?
Crickets.
Okay, we'll just leave it at that. We'll leave it at that.
I mean, I want to support everybody. Like, we have different viewers out there, different listeners. So if you like green bean casserole, I support you. I'm not saying I'm going to eat it, but if you like it, I can't judge you.
Okay, so let's read some of the Facebook comments. Phil says, I can eat stuffing without anything needed to be stuffed. That ish is banging. Megan says, pumpkin pie! I know that's right, Megan. Support me.
Megan.
And my mom's green bean casserole. I did follow up asking Megan, I asked her, my melanin deficient sister, please explain green bean casserole to those who do not serve it at their table. Nancy weighed in, said green beans, cream of mushroom soup, French fried onions. I have never seen that used on anything in that mixture and on top. Obviously, there's variations, but that's the main one. But yeah, so I guess, I mean, I like tuna casserole. I've only had green bean casserole once. I think that was at a Thanksgiving party at work. It was all right, I guess. A lot of people are saying sweet potato pie. They're not as many people.
Thank you.
My friend Zakiya says her favorite is stuffed, of course, with homemade cornbread stuffing. Could you deal with stuffing if it's made from cornbread?
No.
No?
I still can't do it.
And it's stuffed orange glazed duck. Yes, I have requested a piece of that glazed duck from Zakiya. So, Zakiya, I'm expecting my glazed duck. Thank you. Because that's amazing. I support all types of different second meats at Thanksgiving. Chanel says for her Thanksgiving, you got homemade stuffing and gravy. Nope. And put some mac and cheese in the bowl with some turkey. Oh, all that in one? Oh, I don't know. I can't say that. Jasmine weighs in. She has stuffing that's made from rice, Parmesan, ground beef, and marinara sauce.
Nice.
That's something different. I could support that, maybe. Right? If it's rice, Parmesan, ground beef, and marinara sauce, none of the...
More hamburger helper? No, I'm all
right. I guess it is a hamburger helper with rice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Samuel weighs in and says, turkey with stuffing and homemade cranberry sauce. I told Samuel he's out of the family.
Go to Wawa, get that sandwich.
Because first he was amazing with saying the last time about the grilled cheese, but now he messed up. Sorry. Sorry, Sam, you're out the family. Michelle weighs in and says, mashed potatoes and broccoli casserole are her faves. And it's pumpkin pie all the way. Michelle makes the best mashed potatoes, y'all. FYI.
A broccoli casserole.
I guess is that just like a green bean casserole? Michelle, let us know. Is a broccoli casserole just like a green bean casserole just as broccoli? Right?
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie all the way.
Hmm.
Nancy is a big fan of gravy all over my mashed potatoes, turkey, and stuffing. So she just is swimming in gravy there. And she makes a cranberry casserole with a crispy topping. So definitely go to our Facebook page. She actually put up a picture of it. Let me see if I can pull it up. There it is. What do you think of that? See it? So I don't know. Is that like a granola type stuff on the top? Or is that brown sugar? Is it brown sugar and granola?
What is this again?
The cranberry casserole.
Oh, okay.
That's different, right?
Yeah.
Does that bits of...
Looks good.
Is that bits of apples? I don't know. I probably would try it.
All right. Put that in the freezer and mail it to us, please.
Yes. For sure, do that. Okay, so that's about it for our Facebook comments on Thanksgiving and what are the staples and things that are must-haves. So, Ken, do you have anything else about Thanksgiving?
We like to buy different desserts from Calandra's Bakery in Newark, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
So German chocolate cake is usually a staple for Thanksgiving. Oh. And then since I was young, my family always bought Manischewitz wine. So that, I don't know why, what the story is behind that, but...
You talk about me and my family rules.
I'm just saying, it's just something that we do.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it. I'm about to start planning my Thanksgiving meal now.
Exactly. Thanksgiving. I can't wait for it. As long as I have my mac and cheese, my chitlins, my rolls, and my fried turkey. That's really all. Oh, my candy yams.
I just disagree with the chitlins and your pumpkin pie.
I also feel bad at Thanksgiving. Since everybody in my family likes something different, like, I prefer candy yams, and my father prefers candy yams. My little brother prefers the sweet potato casserole. So, yes, we make both.
Well, why don't he just go to Boston Market? They do that.
No, he wants both. So, we make both. And so, there's a lot of things that we'll have, like, multiple versions of the same thing because some people eat it this way and some people eat it that way.
Oh, sometimes we do Cornish hens, too, for Thanksgiving.
Oh, fancy. Very fancy. But, again, the only thing that really matters is fried turkey. It's all you need. We did deep fried Cornish hens one time, though. I think that was, I don't think that was necessarily for Thanksgiving. I think that was just because. Oh, no. I think that was at my uncle's when he hosted Thanksgiving. And he bought Cornish hens for everybody. And he had the fryer outside. And he deep fried it. So he had their own Cornish hens.
Waiting for an invite to your uncle's house.
Not that uncle. The different uncle. Okay. So I think that's it for our Thanksgiving episode. I hope you guys definitely enjoyed it. You definitely shoot us... what are some of the things that you enjoy at Thanksgiving or dislike or some Thanksgiving stories? There's been many times that we have set things on fire at my house.
Whoa.
Yes, because if you don't watch the marshmallows when you're making the casserole and you put it underneath the broiler, marshmallows catch fire very quickly.
Wow.
FYI. And then when you open it up and then you pull it out because it's on fire, you might want to move the dish towel that's hanging out from the top of the oven. Because then that catches fire, too.
I think that's a good tip.
FYI. So don't blow up your house and don't burn it down at Thanksgiving. So definitely check us out on our social media. Send us some of your stories on Facebook. You got the Fat Girl Chronicles page. On Twitter is at FatGirlNJ. Instagram is FatGirlChroniclesNJ. And definitely shoot us our email, FatGirlChroniclesContact@gmail.com. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Ken, you want to say bye to the people?
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Fat Girl Chronicles. I love food.